We thank him for Moses and the Torah. We thank him for Jesus and the Gospel. We thank him for Muhammad and the Quran. Peace be upon these worthy servants of Allah. I am a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I could never thank Allah enough for having met him as a young man, having been taught by him, taught by Brother Malcolm, nurtured in my early days as a Muslim by Brother Malcolm, and then my finished course, which I'm not finished yet, was under the guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I greet all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you. To Brother Oscar Grant the First. To all of those who spoke before me tonight, and to all of you who are present at this town hall meeting, I am deeply honored to be before you to encourage the growth of the unity of this community, not just to bring justice for Oscar Grant III, but that justice will be for all of those in this city, in San Francisco, in the county, that are deprived of justice. It's a terrible thing to be free and not have justice. Let me stop first and say thank you to Minister King and Minister Christopher. Because of the work of Brother Christopher tackling Lamar and organizing, with your help, town hall meetings all over the area. So I said, Brother, you're doing this great work. I just have to honor you by coming there. And I asked him about Oscar. And I asked him about the family. I asked him about his mother and the young lady through whom he fathered a daughter. I asked him about the friends that love Oscar Grant III, friends that his goodness touched, to the degree that when he was assassinated, friends across racial and ethnic lines showed up and are still together to fight for justice. You know, this thing called justice and its deprivation of any human being, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught me that justice is represented by the stars up there. And he said, when you lose justice, you can become imbalanced. And the more you are deprived of justice, you lose your humanity. And you can become a beast in human form. So our people, having lived under injustice, DJ Rogers, I'm so honored. Having been deprived of justice for so long, there's an imbalance now in us mentally. That only justice can bring us back to balance and sanity. I'm sure District Attorney Orloff is concerned. I'm sure the police chief is concerned that those that we thought were sound asleep, somehow Oscar Grant's assassination or execution stirred up something that has been building in Oakland for a long, long time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that justice is the law that distinguishes between right and wrong. And he also said that justice is the weapon that God will use in the day of judgment. One of the prophets said, as thou hast done. I want us to think about these words. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto you. Jesus said, as a man soweth, the same shall he also read.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, you sow the wind,
you reap the world.
You reap the world. I want to say to Oscar Grant's grandfather, his mother, the beautiful woman who gave birth to his daughter, to all his friends, don't fret. Don't grieve. Don't think that no matter what they do, that they can get away from that universal law that is not dependent on crooked, unjust judges and prosecutors and DAs and police chiefs that fail to do their duty. This suffering of ours is nothing new. But let me be exceedingly clear. See, it's what we have suffered that has now brought America to the bar of God's judgment. See, you don't control the wind, the rain, the floods, the snow, the ice, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the fire, the water, the drought. That's controlled by that one or those ones that will answer your cry. See, the children of Israel were suffering.
Right.
and their suffering into God's ears. And God spoke, saying, I have heard your moaning and your groaning on account of your wicked taskmasters. Listen to his words. I think I will go down now and see whether the cry is altogether what I've heard. God wanted to visit Egypt and the people who were suffering. And according to both Bible and Quran, Moses saw fire. And he said, let me check this fire out. And he went to the fire. He found a bush burning, but never burned up. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that means that God was exceedingly angry, but his anger was completely under control. But he called Moses and said, now you go and tell Pharaoh. Tell him not to integrate my people into a house that I'm about to destroy. I want you to hear me well tonight. Tell him that I said, let my people go. I got a plan for them. You don't want them. You've abused them. You've misled them. But I, God, have chosen them to be my people, and I will be their God. And I'm going to lay in Zion a cornerstone, a cornerstone. And now you go tell. What's that you got in your hand, man? Say, it's a rod. He said, throw it down. He started moving. He said, pick it up. I'm sending you to Pharaoh. And I'm going to back you up. I'm going to bring 10 plagues on Pharaoh's house. I'm going to force him to give you up. Pharaoh don't want to let you go, but he has nothing for you to do. He's really holding you hostage. Tell me, that's what I want to do. Both a clear authority to speak to Pharaoh. And I'm not only giving you authority, I'm giving you power to bring down the plague. No, I want you to hear me. Lest you think that this is some showboat. Time for showboating on the death and pain. Look at America. She's being plagued. As we speak. No. Open your eyes here. Ain't no time to sleep. You wonder what's happening? You see the weather? You don't ask yourself, is something going on here? Water on the East Coast.
That's right.
Tornadoes. You haven't seen nothing yet. Elijah Muhammad said hailstones would come out of the sky like blocks of ice.
That's it. That's it.
Killing the livestock and killing people who are in the way. You just had some hail here yesterday. 4 or 5 days of rain. And a little tremor I heard at the hotel today. Sign of things to come. America can't escape.
Right.
I want you to hear me well. You can forgive with your foolishness. But God is demanding something of America. In order for America to live. In order for America to survive, she's going to have to do something to push back the anger of God. Did you think that little brother Oscar Grant's life means nothing in his eyes?
Yes, sir.
Why has God permitted his death to stir all of this up? He's more than who you think he is. He's a man born from his mother's womb to serve a purpose bigger than himself. See, God uses good people. They die young. But it's good people who live a good life that God uses to stir up those who are not so good.
That's right.
You're Christians. Jesus was a young man. He died a violent death. Some of us wonder whether God is present, you know, when there's a violent death. Was God present on the bar platform that night? Yes, he was present. Oscar was selected to pay a price like the master, that we could be together tonight,
yes, sir,
to try to put an end to this madness.
Right.
Once and for all. On that platform, you may not think God is present in our calamities. And we wonder when a calamity strikes us, you say, why me? What have I done? And the answer is, why not you?
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Are you better than Jesus?
Yes, sir.
No, you hear me?
We can't even approach him in righteousness.
Right.
But it was in the plan of God for a righteous man to pay a price so that the unrighteous could be reconciled again to God. We are at the door of judgment. I know that Barack has become president at a very dangerous time. Seems like there are people that don't mind who sits in the captain's seat when the ship is sinking. We can be racist for 400 years. Don't allow white or black folk to do anything but work in the White House. Now the ship is sinking. Let him sit in the captain's seat. Maybe he can save us with his stimulus plan. Well, if I had to tell you, it's going to take more than a stimulus to save America in the condition that America is in. I'll just quote a scripture.
kill them for nothing but the joy
killer. I don't know how in the hell you can march on Orlov and not march on the killing of our people day in and day out by us. How why not? Can't you march and show your anger, your discontent when a black man kills a black man, rapes a black man?
It's only bad when a white man does it. But it's okay when we do it. How many little children have died? Drive by shooting. How many have lost their lives? How many grandmothers have taken their grandchildren to their final resting place? Not because of the law.
That's right.
Not because of the police chief.
That's right.
But because, as preachers, as leaders, we teach our people to love white people.
Slain many before you.
Your arrogance is driving you crazy. You think that your weapons of war will stop people who want to be free.
Look out now.
Do you think that people are afraid over there to die?
No.
Some of them love death like you love life.
I don't know. I was a mother with my 17, 18 year old son dying for nothing. Bush lied. Colin Powell lied. That whole cabinet liars. And on the basis of a lie, they murdered tens of thousands of men, women, and children, and our boys and girls, 18, 19, 20 years of age, coming back home in body bags. And Bush can sit down with his daughters.
Yeah. Oh,
like bring us up.
Killing Palestinians. Murdering men, women, and children. Using weapons given to Israel by the government of the United States. We say that Iran is arming Hamas. Arming Hamas with what? You think the people are stupid? A rocket that only can go 25 kilometers? And you gonna blame a homemade rocket on Iran when Iran got rockets that can hit anywhere in Iran? If Iran was supplying weapons to Hamas, where were the weapons when the tanks rolled in? When the F-15s and 16s were bombing? When the drones were flying? When the tanks were marching,
right.
20,000 soldiers went. Where were those weapons? You're going to tell me that Hamas had all those weapons and they say only 13 Israelis were killed?
Come on, add it up.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you think that America has to pay?
Yes, sir.
Just listen. It really don't matter what you think. It's what God is going to do. You in love with this? God is not. Well, wait a minute. We have Barack. We rejoice. That's a wonderful thing. Look at his slogan. Look at his words.
We want change that we can believe in.
That resonates. Because everybody in the world wants to see America.
But look at what else he said.
We want to remake America. Oh, look how old that is.
Question. Can you remake America with those that helped
make it
what it is?
No, sir.
Unless there's a change.
In this Clinton.
unless there's a change
in Rome.
A change that represents repentance for old policies that have corrupted the house internally and destroyed America's reputation externally. If there is no change, if there is no real repentance, then poor Barack cannot save America from the judgment. America is broke.
Right. Right up.
No, 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 no. I'm going to go deep into this at the Savior's Day convention. That's what you call this a preview. She's so broke that China and Japan, Asian governments hold over $1 trillion of America's paper. Right now, our dear brother finally got through Congress the stimulus plan of about $787 billion. And most of the people are waiting on God. Yes, I know. We certainly need to be stimulated. You catch a hell, we need heavy stimulation. But the more paper that's printed with nothing to back it, the weaker the dollar that you have in your pocket, and the dollar that you have in your 401k, and the dollar that you think you have in your bank, starts shrinking. In Iceland, beautiful country up north in the Atlantic, and their capital is called Reykjavik. The government just collapsed because their fiat paper money lost its value. What will you do when the dollar and what you kill each other over? You'll see rich men lighting cigars with $1,000 bills.
That's right.
Because the money will be worthless. You don't think that's coming, do you?
Not really.
Just keep breathing. Yeah. Now look at the police. They used to be out there to serve and protect.
Come on.
With a 38 and a stick.
Good, right?
Up on their shoulder, there's communication. Officer down. But on their hip, there's a glove. 9mm. There's a taser. There's body armor. There's helmets. And most of the police now have automatic weapons with armor-piercing bullets. That don't look like police to me anymore. That looks like soldiers. So I asked the superintendent of police in Chicago, what are you expecting? Are you expecting somebody to
kill Barack so that the people will rise up? The Constitution can be suspended. Martial law still. And all these concentration camps that are already built and ready.
That's right.
I'm wasting my time coming here just for us to talk about one brother dying.
Right.
Many of you are about to die. I'm not here. The dead are gone.
Yes,
but if we don't use it to organize as best we can to keep you from dying.
Right.
Look at my beautiful young brothers out here. Let me tell you something. The aim is to destroy you. Didn't they come recently with armored personnel carriers?
They call
tanks? With concussion bombs? Where was that?
Acorn.
Acorn. Where was it?
Acorn.
Acorn community. You think that that was just an exercise? Your parents are frightened over our violence to each other. So many of them are calling for government to bring the National Guard.
Right.
Enemy upset.
Well, the table is set for Islam. And that will bring about the heaviest price that America has ever paid in the judgment that God will bring down. Now there's an earthquake coming. God is going to destroy a city. See, just to show you that he's present. See, I am, meaning I exist. I'm here. I've come, as I say, the prophet said, he saw God walking as a man treading the winepress alone. His garments stained with blood.
God is not playing with us.
And we better stop playing with God.
That's right.
He ain't stopping to sing out, shout out, and then go back doing the same old foolishness.
Come on!
All the days of your life. Either you're going to change so that you can be blessed by God. Or when the judgment intensifies, we'll go down with the enemy. It's serious. And so as the economy collapses, what they're prepared for is social unrest.
Right.
You can't tell a man, thou shalt not steal in the man of hunger. So all our morality bridges, when the people can't eat, they'll steal.
Teach!
When the people can't eat,
teach!
They'll kill. That's what America is facing, and that is what they're preparing for. The federal troops are already alert.
Right.
We don't have a lot of time. Jesus said, know that in the last days there will be wars and There'll be earthquakes in those places. There'll be famine, and there will be pestilence. And then Jesus said, but this is just the beginning of sorrows. So, I'm in pain. Because the death of Pastor Graham is going on all over the country. Police brutality is picking up. Mob attacks
are picking up.
62 million people voted for Barack, but 57 million voted another way. And among those 57 million that voted another way, there are rabid racists who hate the fact that a beautiful black man and a beautiful black woman and two beautiful black children are in the house of white supremacy. In a house built by slaves. On a mall where he was inaugurated, where they sold the slaves. At the western steps of the Congress, it was built by slaves with a Native American at the top of the dome. All of these are the victims. Brothers and sisters, we need to be sober-minded.
Right.
You leave here tonight. You came out to see fire coming.
Right.
I've been working all day.
Right.
I have to tell you, a little tired. A man is tired, you know, his patience. How old people are. Old people don't have a lot of time, so they tell it straight. So remind me, I'm getting old, and you're even hoping that I'd be dead by now. But God is great.
Yeah.
He brought me back from death and strengthened me from my illness, but I yet have work to do, and so do you. So don't you let myself ask you to come out to a town hall meeting, and you just show up because Farrakhan came to town. You're saying about a sweet song,
right?
Sung by your favorite singer. That you can go back out into the night and carry on your foolishness. This is a warning. Not from me. It's a warning from God. That the time is short. I want to see Barack win. I want to see him win. Because he got an equal chance to help save America. Or sink America. I'll stop that there. Because if my Savior's dead, message. It's the will of Allah. Next weekend. I want to compare America to two great cities in the Bible. One that God destroyed and one that God saved. Which one? that's on you. I can't go home and do the same thing.
That's right, sir. That's right.
You can't sell your ego.
Excuse me.
Sell your little cocaine. Because I know you need money. The enemy has made us want all the good things, but he's closed every avenue by which we can legally get it. So he opens the door to criminal activity in the black community. And you either join the army and die over there, or keep up your criminal activity and die over here. So to the Bloods that are present. To the Crips that are present. You are brothers. Flesh of each other's flesh. Blood of each other's blood. Whether you wear red or blue or any other color, this color, you can't change. This is the uniform that you wear that allowed Messer to kill Oscar Grant, that allows government to disrespect you. It's this color. Ain't got nothing to do with red or blue or Crip or blood. It's got something to do with you and your future that they know something about. The wise white ones, and there are wise white ones out there who will tell you in secret or whisper it to you. You know, you are. What do they know about your future? And what is it that you don't know about your future? You're the people of God.
That's right.
And you are loved by him, but he's angry with us. Because all the teachers that we've ever had, we said yes, yes, and did no.
That's right.
You can go all the way back to the slave plantation. Denmark Vesey. Nat Turner.
Yeah.
Good black brothers. Harriet Tubman.
That's right. Yeah.
Strong sister.
Yes, yes.
They fought for us. And we betrayed them.
Come on.
And the train kept going. Booker T. Washington came along. David Walker came along. W.E.B. Du Bois came along. Marcus Garvey came along. Noble Drew Ali came along. We heard them. We rejoiced. And when they died, pacifier was put back in their mouth. It was business as usual. But the train kept going. And then there was Martin. And then there was Malcolm.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then there was Huey.
Yes.
And there was the and there was the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
There was the deacons for the
yes.
There was Mawlana Karenga in us. But at the same time, there was the U.S. government with a counterintelligence program to keep a black messiah from rising from among us. In the 60s, we were black and proud. That's why James Brown is loved and remembered among us, because he said,
But in the 60s, we were all black together. So when we saw each other as black and brothers, then in the Caribbean, we saw, in Central America, we saw our brother. In South America, we saw our brother. In the Fiji Islands, we saw our brother. In Samoa, in Tahiti, in Australia, in New Zealand with the Maoris, we saw our family. And we knew we were connected. We saw our family in Africa.
Right.
We saw our family in Asia, and we said, oh, yeah, we are family. When Martin died, and Malcolm died, the language changed. Black was dropped. Check it out. Then you became the minority. The disadvantaged. See how language can mess your head up? With the disenfranchised. Then you became the African. So when you started dating the white girl, when you started dating Caitlin, she came to you and said, Sam, I'm so confused. I don't know whether I should call you Negro with a capital N, colored. I'm just confused. Would you tell me who you are? What did Sam say? Well, don't worry about that. Okay, okay, look about that. Now, you dumping our black women? It's all right if you're in love. But you know, you have always wanted Miss Ann and secretly Miss Ann has always wanted you. So you become like Samson.
Come on, look out now.
Delilah has found the secret of your strength.
That's right.
Masculine.
And blinded you.
Yeah.
You don't see your sister no more. You don't see yourself no more. When you talk to each other, you call each other, yo, dog. What's up, dog? Could you fall? From God, a man made in the image of God, to God,
yes, sir.
Backward, a dog. So if you a dog, it makes it easy for you to look at the female that produced the dog. As a what? I don't even want to say the name. But it come out of your mouth, sisters, when you get angry with one another. Look, bitch. Look.
fixing yourself. Because you are not dogs. You are God's children of the Most High God. Why don't you rise up and be yourself and let your name and get justice for Oscar Grant and justice for all those who have deprived. Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you as I greet you.